Hey, what's up? I'm Hunter Hayes, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
I'm not a criminal.
The One That Got Away is about big change. And for me, I've always heard that phrase, and I've always felt like, I've always felt as though if you're saying the one that got away, it sounds like someone, if you got away, you probably needed to. And I get that it's like used to say like, oh, I miss this person, or that this person was, you know, whatever. But for me, every time I heard it, it felt like escape. And I also had just gone through this big change that was at first terrifying, but this was change that I'd been asking for and wanting. It's meant a lot of different things to different people. And I was honestly, I don't know that I was even anticipating the amount of stories that people have shared and parts of their lives that they've let me into because of this song. I've been looking for an excuse to drive a Cobra for years. That's my favorite. It's one of my dream cars. And I love the sort of like the classic James Bond chase sequence. And that's exactly what we kind of started with. The director wanted to play with, which was the sort of use of light. And it's subtle, but I like that it's subtle because I think if you pick up on it, it's because you were meant to. But it's, you know, I sort of spend a little bit of time running from the light and then finally sort of stepping into it. This, you know, last year kind of forced a lot of adjustments and change. And I was planning on working on an album in between touring. We were spending a lot of time in Los Angeles because I was taping TV shows and things. And so when, you know, the lockdown happened, when we were sort of forced to stay off the road, which was a really, really tough reality to face. I think I also had to look at it as, okay, what's my opportunity here? What can I do? And I think every time I'm trying to make an album, part of me wishes I could take 6 months and disappear and just focus on the album. So I kind of did that. I knew that Red Sky was going to require a lot of me, a lot of personal growth, a lot of musical growth. And I just jumped in. I just dove into the album and, you know, did a lot of weird Zoom writing and also did, for the first time ever, took, you know, a couple of massive road trips, I guess socially distanced, seeing the country, if you will, to get to California, because this is where I wanted to make this record. I traveled everywhere and sort of, you know, captured all the scenes and now I'm putting everything together in the editing room and kind of bringing the project to life. So just watching Red Sky come to life, and also secretly, not so secretly, because I've definitely told the fans already, but already pretty much finished writing part three and working on that as well. And I'm really enjoying seeing what part three is through the eyes of part two of this sort of trilogy. I'm excited because we're releasing this differently. It's nice to have control over my release schedule, so I've been enjoying that. And I'm kind of putting this album out one song at a time for a minute, telling the story almost backwards, but there's a purpose to that. And I think when people hear the album, it'll make total sense. I don't come from a musical family. I'm an only child. I think I found it as something that was fun. You know, when I was 2, 3, 4, I got to sit in with bands. We would travel. My mom and dad would travel with me on the road, and we'd follow these bands around, and I'd play 2 or 3 songs in their 4-hour set. And then when I was like 7, I ended up being the front man. I was, you know, on stage for 2 hours and loved every minute of it. The thing I remember the most was him complimenting my alligator skin boots I was wearing at the time. And I looked at my mom and I was like, am I supposed to correct him? Because they were like snake skin or something. And I just remember him just like, I just looking back, I wish I had the wherewithal or like knew or could appreciate where I was and sort of how lucky we were to sort of be on such hallowed ground and sort of performing and, you know, for the people who are making all the decisions in the world. And I just really wish I could have, I wish I could go back and kind of relive it just for the sake of realizing how, just how special being there was, you know? I've been wanting to get my pilot's license for years, and I've put it off, and every year, yeah, I start the year with, like, this is the year. and it just felt like I had no more excuse. I think I got half of the hours I was required to get from my license, and honestly, it was just the jumping off point, the starting of just getting back in the air. It had been probably 5 years since I'd flown, and it was good to be in the cockpit of an airplane again and fly around and reconnect with my love of flying and get a little bit closer to getting that pilot's license. I had a blast on The Masked Singer. I was so excited to like get the invitation. We talked about it internally as a team, and it was a no-brainer for me. What I loved was it was a positive show. It was about having fun. It kind of gave me this sort of anonymous place to try a lot of things, and it just timed out perfectly with starting Red Sky, the album, because I was doing the same thing and, you know, back in my Airbnb working on the album. The rules are quite intense. I learned a lot about quarantining before I knew that I was learning about quarantining and mask wearing and things like that. It was a blast. It really was. We've done several different virtual things. We started last year. We just took all the shows we were going to put on the road and just put them online because we didn't know when we were going to be able to tour again. And I really enjoyed the process, and we're working on doing something very similar again. But honestly, it just comes down to when it's safe. Our shows have always kind of been a safe place in general. That's the goal of the concert environment. So we're just being patient at this point, which is really difficult, but, you know, it'll be worth it.